A senior lecturer at the Ghana School of Law, Maxwell Opukwajimai, says Nayeli Ametepe has made the work of prosecutors easy by pleading guilty for trafficking cocaine to the United Kingdom. He said the hearing will be swift when sitting resumes on the 5th of January next year. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News last night, Mr. Opukwajimai said the kilogram of cocaine she was carrying would determine her sentence.
And mostly when you plead guilty, then you are convicted upon your own plea. That is, based on your own admission of guilt, you will be convicted. But if you plead not guilty, then all the issues will be at stake. So there will be a full trial. That is where then you have to lead evidence to show, because it is the prosecution's duty or burden then to show that you are guilty. But once you plead guilty, then you relieve the burden of the prosecution, because then there's no need to go to a further trial because you have admitted to the charge. So that is what has happened. Now that the person has pleaded guilty, they are not going to go a full length of trial. What is going to happen is that on the 5th of January, then the person will be convicted, and after conviction will be sentenced.
Also told that her lawyers asked for a swifter sentence after the lady pleaded guilty. Could that have also, you know, kind of influenced, you know, her fate?
It won't have any effect. According to prosecutors, the suspects going through analysis, and they have to find the actual amount, because when you test, then you will know whether indeed the fine grade is 10, is 12, or 20, because by the system, each kilogram has a year attached to it, a sentence attached to it. So you need to finish with the analysis, come out with the fine figure, and based on the fine figure, you may get, because if it is 10,